Hello there. You are listening to Mind Talk on the Chat with Women Network. You have tuned in and we have got a great show that we've discussed today. And if you've missed any part of it, we have been talking about how it is that hypnosis and NLP, some language patterns can help collapse negative or limiting beliefs for people so they can really get to where they want to and overcome their problems. And I've been interviewing Keith Livingston today. You can always review his website, which is hypnosis101.com. You'll find a lot of great material on there as well as courses that he offers. And we would now like to break it down some more for you guys, Keith and I, about some examples of language patterns that can help shift the limiting beliefs and therefore collapse the problem so you can really overcome it. So what might be another example, Keith?
Well, I've pulled out some of my favorite sleight of mouth patterns, and one of my favorites is called the reality strategy. And the reason I like it so much is because it's tricky. So if somebody has a belief, well, what are some common beliefs that are limiting that you see come into your office?
Okay. Typically get in the areas of success or self-consciousness, self-confidence. A lot of times limiting beliefs of people questioning that they don't think that they deserve something, that they're qualified or experienced enough. Who am I basically to either deserve this relationship or get this success type thing?
Right. I can't get in the kind of relationship that I want because I don't deserve it.
Right.
That would be an example of the formula. Now, we know as hypnotherapists, and most everybody knows these days, that what you picture, what you think about, what you imagine tends to come true.
Mm-hmm.
And I notice this phenomenon when I'm driving down the freeway. Sometimes I'll see somebody in front of me start to drift to the left, and then they'll correct, and then you'll see their turn signal go on, and then they'll move over to the left.
Wow.
And it's because they thought, move to the left, and their body automatically started to carry it out.
Wow.
So what we think, we tend to manifest in the world.
Yeah, I've heard from one of my trainers, he said, where the mind goes, energy flows.
Where the mind goes, energy flows. And attention, yeah, there's all kinds of sayings like that. And
right.
They're all point back to the fact that we tend to do what we think.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody says something like, I can't have the kind of relationship that I want because I don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
What images are they having in their mind? What are they picturing, for instance? What are they saying to themselves?
So we're breaking down kind of the equation that is getting the problematic result even
right.
further. So we've gotten the language pattern, but now there might be things that are creating that language pattern at another subconscious level.
So how do we get them out of that? And the thing that I, you know, when I step into that and say, okay, imagine I'm that person. I can't have this relationship because I don't deserve it. I make a picture of myself with my shoulders slumped,
mm-hmm.
and maybe somebody, a quality person, has just decided not to be with me and they're walking away. And this is the pictures I make inside my head. And I say to myself, oh no,
mm-hmm.
you know, I guess I didn't deserve her. So that's what I'm doing inside my head. So the reality strategy is a very simple question. So if somebody says to you, or if you're saying to yourself, I don't deserve the relationship I want, I'm not a quality person, you would ask yourself, how would I know if that wasn't true?
Wow. And then your mind just kind of goes blank because you're looking for something else than what you have been looking at, right? The
you
mind
said
is
it
sorting.
Before.
Yeah.
What was it?
It's shifting to everything that is not problem
is not
instead
the problem.
Of problem. And sometimes clients, I'll literally draw like a dot on a piece of paper and I'll say everything else on this paper is not dot. So however big this problem has been for you, it's your focus has been on that. But now we're here to shift your awareness and your focus so you can begin to see how many other solutions there really are.
I think that would work unless the client was afraid of dots.
I don't typically get that coming into my office, but who knows?
So it's tricky because if you say to yourself, how would you know if it weren't true?
Mm-hmm.
You start to literally make different pictures and say things to yourself in your head. So you approach it with an air of willingness. It's like, okay, I'm going to just do this as an experiment. So how would I know if it wasn't true that about the quality in the relationship? Well, two possibilities. I could still be a low quality person and have the relationship I wanted. And so I picture that. Or it could be that I am a quality person and I get the relationship that I want. But in either case, mm-hmm. I've started to change out the pictures and the internal dialogue in my mind, and that starts to change the feelings. So yeah. With just that one reframe, again, typically that's not going to be a home run. Mm-hmm. That's going to get you on to first base mm-hmm. so that you can continue dissolving the belief. But that's one of my favorites, the reality strategy.
So let's give somebody another so maybe they can get a chance to get that home run for somebody, giving as many tools as possible. Can you give us another quick example?
Yeah, there's one called intent. And this happened to me in a relationship. I forgot her birthday.
Uh-oh.
And her,
yeah. Big no-no.
The big no-no. And she, well, it's a complex birthday. So she said, her belief was this.
Okay.
If you don't remember my birthday, that means you don't love me.
Ooh, wow, that's a big leap.
That's a big one, right? Okay, now, insensitive, yes, but don't love her, it was not true. But that's, she was there and she was a hard line about it. You don't love me, you forgot my birthday.
Wow.
Birthdays were very important in her family and in her culture. And to me, they're like, uh-oh, I'm older. Right, so I was doing her a favor by forgetting her birthday in my mind. So I asked her a question. I said, I used two of these patterns with her. The first one was one called consequence. I said, what will happen if you continue to believe that?
Wow.
What are the consequences of having that belief? And she says, well, if I believe that you don't love me, I guess this relationship has to end and we're going to say goodbye. And she started to tear up when she said that. And I said, is that what you want? And she said, no. I said, okay, so just bear with me and listen for a minute. I said, what did you hope to accomplish by saying that? What is your intent behind saying that? Mm-hmm. And she said, well, I wanted you to remember my birthday so that I could feel loved. Mm. You know? And I said, okay, so you want to feel loved. Let me apologize and show you love.
Wow. What, to me, something that was just a perfect example there of what you just shared was just how sometimes people, it's almost this beyond goals type thing that we talk about. Usually people are in need or wanting a desired state. It's mm-hmm. not really a thing that they're wanting, like the certain amount of income a year or this kind of looking guy or girl relationship or something like that. Usually it's to feel secure, to feel at peace, confident, loved, and something that is what is going to probably be the root of what people find when they're questioning their beliefs is, what am I after?
Yeah. And it's always a feeling.
Yeah.
And typically they get stuck on the thing. Mm-hmm. So it's, I want the money so I can have the feeling. And what I've discovered in working with people, and I'm sure you have too, mm-hmm. it's the very feeling that they're after that's going to get them the thing.
Yes, exactly. Oh my goodness, I see that. So with somebody who is kind of getting stuck with, let's say, being indecisive over something, sometimes people want to say, well, I don't want to feel pressured. So what is the opposite of that? Well, I want to feel relaxed. I want to feel just free to make a decision or something like that. So I want to feel secure. We have to kind of pinpoint what exactly is the state that they want. And so my goal with a session like that is not that the person make a decision. That is, you know, something that they've been believing. We're after the state, and then a decision is freely made.
Yes, it just happens. They're like, right. Oh, well, what? And sometimes they walk out of your office and go, well, why did I pay that person? This was just so easy. It's all yeah. so obvious. Mm-hmm. But that's exactly it. So, and for her, she wanted to feel loved, mm-hmm. right? So I first had to get her out of that belief. Otherwise, the relationship was over.
Right. Well, let me, in summary, we need to ask this question. How will our listeners know if they really have changed a limiting belief. What is the evidence of that?
Well, the evidence is, first of all, it doesn't feel unusual. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel weird. It's just that the new behavior, you start to see success in whatever area you were not successful before. And sometimes you don't even realize it. Sometimes you don't know that it's changed. I've had cases where, personally or with clients, mm-hmm. they'll 6 months later, they'll go, wait a second.
My life's so much different since I saw you.
I haven't bitten my nails. And I had a woman that called me up, and I used to do guaranteed phobia cures, and you didn't pay me at the start of the session. You only paid me when you were sure you were cured. And she called me 8 months after the session. She says, well, I don't know if I should pay you or not. And this woman had called me and said, I see spiders everywhere. I huddle under the covers, and I think they're going to jump out at me. That they're in the cracks of my room. They're in this. And I said, well, what's your experience been over this 8 months? She goes, well, I don't know if I'm cured or not. I haven't seen a spider.
Oh.
Right? So in my mind, yeah, she's done. But it's the most natural thing in the world. It just doesn't seem like what was there before, what you thought was an obstacle, is just dissipated. And so I don't even worry if people know they've overcome.
Changed. Right.
Right. Because their lives will be different.
Well, sometimes I realize that people can instantly know that when they think of a thought or they're looking at a situation, that they realize that they do feel differently already. Like even, you know, of course, before they leave the office, and they're like, well, yeah, I couldn't have even tried to look at it that way before. My feeling, you know, would have been so different. So we've had just a really amazing show today. I encourage the listeners, if you're just tuning in and you've missed any part of this interview with Keith Livingston and how to overcome limiting beliefs by simple language patterns, that you would go to chatwithwomen.com and listen to the archive show. You can find it under searching for Mind Talk. And you can always go to Keith Livingston's website at hypnosis101.com.
Thank you.
And once again, Keith, thank you for sharing your knowledge. And I'm just so glad that you're a trainer who's here in the state of Washington. And I look forward to working more with you in the future and having you on, I'm sure, again, here on Mind Talk.
Thank you so much, Kristen. It's been my pleasure. And it's my sincere hope that people have found this useful.
Right. I'm sure that we will hear from our listeners. And that's it for today. And we'll have another good show for you next time on Mind Talk. You've been listening to the Chat with Women Network. Have a great day.